I would have liked to extend this exploration to other areas like fasting and prayer to illustrate how the pride of vanity can harm those practices too, but I recall leaving a certain point unresolved in my previous discourse. Namely, I proposed that the less wealthy may have an advantage over the rich in this life. I touched on aspects of health and pleasure to make this case, but I feel it was not definitively illustrated. Let us delve deeper into this topic today and propose, not just in mundane matters but in higher ones too, the advantage lies with those lacking material wealth. Which path leads to the kingdom, wealth or poverty? Listen to the words of the Heavenly Lord Himself, stating that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But of the less fortunate, he said, if you wish to be perfect, sell what you own and give to the poor. Then follow me, and you will have treasure in heaven. If you'll permit me, let's review the arguments for each side. The path leading to life is said to be narrow and difficult. Now, who would be more likely to walk this challenging path? Those indulging in luxury, or those living with scarcity? Those free of burdens, or those weighed down by countless hardships? The lax and dissolute, or the careful and anxious? But it might be best to look at real-life examples. Consider Lazarus. He was extremely poor, whereas the man who ignored him at his gate was rich. Who among them entered the kingdom and was blissful in Abraham's lap? And who scorched, not even having a drop to his lips? But one could argue, many less fortunate will be lost, and many wealthy will enjoy bountiful blessings. But in truth, we often see the opposite, with only a handful of the wealthy saved, while significantly more from the less affluent find salvation. For consider the detriments of wealth and the drawbacks of poverty. Poverty might drive one to deceit, whereas wealth can breed arrogance, the root of all evils, the same arrogance that transformed the devil into the devil. Furthermore, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Who then is closer to this root, the rich or the poor? Isn't it obviously the rich? For the more one has, the more one covets. Vanity again ruins countless good deeds, and the affluent are often closest to it. But what about the trials and tribulations of the less fortunate, you may ask? But these are shared afflictions, experienced by both the rich and the poor, and often more so by the wealthy. Hence, the apparent evils of poverty are shared by all, whereas those of wealth are exclusive to the well-off. One might argue, the less fortunate commit many dreadful acts due to lack of necessities. Yet no less fortunate person, not even one, commits as many dreadful acts out of scarcity as the wealthy do to multiply their possessions or to prevent the loss of what they have. For the less fortunate don't desire necessities as desperately as the rich crave excess. Nor does the less fortunate have as much power to commit iniquities as the other has. Hence, the wealthier is both more desirous and capable. It's quite evident he will likely commit such and more of them. Fear of hunger in the less fortunate is not as severe as the rich man's anxiety over the loss of his possessions, or of his inability to acquire everyone else's property. As he is closer to both vanity and arrogance, and the love of money, the root of all evils, what hope of salvation does he have unless he manifests great wisdom, and how shall he dare to tread the narrow path? So, let us not be swayed by conventional wisdom, but instead examine the facts. It's absurd that when it comes to money, we don't rely on others and prefer to rely on figures and calculations. Yet when reasoning about facts, we're easily swayed by others' opinions, although we have the divine laws as an exact measure, square and rule for all matters. Hence I implore everyone, pay no heed to what any Tom, Dick, or Harry thinks about these things, and consult the scriptures for answers. Understand what true wealth means and strive for it so that we may also gain eternal blessings. May we all attain them through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, and honor now and always, forever and ever. Amen.